gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. Wanna be a son of a gun.
Hola, amigues i amics. Benvinguts al programa de Blues de la ràdio. Salutacions a totes i tots els que ens esteu escoltant. Soc en Jordi López i això és Addictes al Blues, la dosi setmanal de la música que arriba a l'ànima, el blues.
Blues is my best friend and my worst enemy too. Are my best friend and my worst enemy too. I wouldn't wish it on nobody, especially on you. You wanna be my
Davant de les adversitats, els problemes s'han d'afrontar amb positivisme. I si estem al costat d'un amic, com pot ser el blues, encara millor. L'amistat és una relació afectiva entre dues o més persones. Pot haver-hi relacions amistoses on intervé una persona i un altre tipus de personalitat. És important fitar que una veritable amistat està basada principalment no sols en l'afectivitat i empatia que existeixi entre dues o més persones, sinó principalment en el respecte mutu que existeix i permeti desenvolupar la confiança necessària. I per tant, avui parlarem de l'amistat del nostre amic Blues, tal i com ho explica Ailey Benable en aquesta cançó que estem escoltant ara com a introducció, Blues is my best friend, del seu disc Real Going de l'any 2023. Aristòtil feia una classificació pròpia d'amistats. L'amistat d'utilitat, basada en l'obtenció d'alguna cosa que ens resulta beneficiós per part de l'amic, L'amistat, basada en el plaer, basada en l'obtenció del plaer mutu i que Aristòtil atribueix especialment a la gent jove, i l'amistat virtuosa, que és l'amistat perfecta, perquè reuneix aquell igual que són bons i que destaquen en virtut. I potser aquesta darrera definició és la que ens uneix al blues. I d'aquesta manera ho expressava Sonny Rhodes en el seu àlbum de l'any 1994, The Blues is My Best Friend. El blues és el meu millor amic. En aquesta cançó que donava nom a l'àlbum, The Blues is My Best Friend.
The blues is my best friend. I'm telling everybody the blues is my best friend. Might leave me for just a little while, but it always comes back home again. It talks to me at midnight when my baby's not around. Talks to me at midnight when my baby can't be found. That's one friend I don't have to worry about. I can always depend on the blues to be around. My meal ticket when my pockets don't have a dime. It also becomes my towel to dry my eyes. That one friend I don't have to worry about. The blues is mine, all mine, all mine.
is my meal ticket. When my pockets don't have a dime. It also becomes my towel to dry my eyes from crying. I guess I must be one of its favorites, 'cause the blues is mine, all mine, all mine. That's why I'm telling everybody the blues is my best friend. Telling everybody tonight the blues is my best friend. It might leave me for just a little while, but it always comes back home again. Yeah. Oh yeah.
Però a vegades el blues no és l'únic amic del músic. També ho és la seva guitarra. I això ho explicava el bluesman de la costa oest, James Buddy Rogers, guitarrista molt influenciat en la seva manera de tocar per Steve Ray Vaughan, Billy Gibbons del 77 Top, els Tres Kings, Bibi, Freddie i Albert, T-Bone Walker o Johnny Guitar Watson. L'any 2012 va publicar l'àlbum My Guitar is My Only Friend i aquesta és la cançó que donava nom al disc.
For trees, but I haven't met a trouble yet could keep me on my knees. And when my broken dreams feel like they're never gonna mend, playing the blues can ease my pain. My guitar's my only friend. My guitar gives me comfort when love just can't be found. Lovers come and when they go, my guitar's still around. They say it's made me crazy, I should be doing other things, like find myself a real job instead of bending guitar strings. But when my broken dreams feel like they're never gonna mend, playing the blues can ease my pain. My guitar's my only friend. My guitar's my only friend.
Lena Mary Calhoun Horn, nascuda a Nova York l'any 1917 i coneguda com el nom de Lena Horn, va ser una cantant nord-americana de jazz i de cançó popular i una actriu de pel·lícules musicals. Va ser anomenada la Tigressa per la seva silueta felina. L'any 1998 va publicar l'àlbum Being Myself i un dels temes era aquest Some of My Best Friends Are the Blues.
Come in and join the party. We are running out of cheer. Now don't you be too surprised if you find no one else is here. They say that people judge you by the company you choose. Well, hey, some of my best friends are the blues. I am sitting in my rocker, but I don't feel at home. When misery is company, honey, you are better off alone. I've been walking round in circles since I got my walking shoes. Yeah. Some of my best friends are the blues. The blues come and go without warning. Excuse them if they are not polite. They butter up my bread in the morning, and they tuck me in my bed every night. The blues are all around me. The blues are everywhere. Right now the blues surround me, 'cause I got blues with blues to spare. They know my baby left me, and they come running fast with the news. Yeah, some of my best friends are the blues. You hear me?
Cora Mae Bryant, nascuda l'any 1926, va ser una cantant de blues nord-americana. Tan sols va gravar dos àlbums en solitari, i això va ser el final de la seva vida. Va morir el 2008, però abans, el 2001, havia publicat l'àlbum Born with the Blues, amb aquest tema, Blues is my best friend. Thank you.
hop on out. The blues were my very best friend. Hop on out. The blues were my very best friend. They gon' tell nobody where you going. Don't tell nobody where you been. I found out the blues were my very best friend. I found out the blues were my very best friend. They gon' tell nobody where they going. Don't tell nobody where you been. I started walking with a chance I may catch a ride. I started walking, a chance I may catch a ride. You know I kept on walking. I had my blue red by my side. Kept a walking, but my feet got soaking wet. I started walking, kept on walking, till my feet got soaking wet. I had so many blues. And I ain't got tired walking yet. Then I found out the blues were my very best friend. I found out the blues were my very best friend. They ain't gonna tell nobody where you going. They ain't gonna tell nobody where you been.
Cadillac Blues Band és un grup alemany. L'any 1993 va publicar el seu primer àlbum d'estudi, Starting Out, amb aquest tema, When the Blues is Your Only Friend. I d'Alemanya a Holanda, d'on és el grup Flavium. Va ser fundat l'any 1969 per Ein Git Wonder. El 1975, Flavium va llançar el seu àlbum debut Bad Luck. El 2015, Flavium va ser homenatjat al Dutch Blues Hall of Fame i el 2019 es va celebrar el 50è aniversari de la banda. En el 2022, la fundadora, Ein Git Wonder, va deixar la banda per motius personals sent substituïda per Rob Goykop. El 1981 van editar Dècada. Un dels temes era aquest The Blues is My Only Friend.
Thank you. just a mess. Oh, please, Lord. Oh, please, Lord.
Della Reese, nascuda a Michigan el 6 de juliol de 1931, va ser una actriu i cantant meitat afroamericana i meitat Cherokee. Va començar la seva carrera al final dels anys 50 com una reeixida cantant de jazz. L'any 1967 va publicar l'àlbum Della on a String of Blue, on estava inclosa aquest tema que també ha cantat anteriorment Lena Horne, Some of My Best Friends Are the Blues.
Come on in and join the party. We're running out of cheer. Now don't be too surprised if you don't find another soul in here. They say that people judge you by the company you choose. Well, some of my best friends are the blues. I'm sitting here in this rocker, but I sure don't feel at home. When you've got misery for your company, honey, you better off being all alone. I've been walking around in circles. Daddy gave me my walking shoes. Now some of my best friends are the blues. Come and go without any warning. You have to excuse them if they're not what you call polite. The Lord knows they butter my bread first thing in the morning. They tuck me in my bed. Are all around me. Oh, they're everywhere. Right now, the blues surround me. I got so much blues, I got blues to spare, yeah. Oh, they know my daddy left me, 'cause they came and brought the news. Some of my very best friends are the blues. The blues.
I si abans hem viatjat a Alemanya i als Països Baixos, ara ho farem a Itàlia, d'on és Maria Fausta Rizzo, nascuda l'any 1984. És una multiinstrumentista, cantant, violinista, compositora i directora. Sempre ha mostrat una versatilitat en tots els estils, des de clàssic a progressiu, rock, pop, així com jazz, el blues i tota mena de música. Si per a molt bluesmen i blueswoman el blues és el seu millor amic, Maria Fausta Rizzo el que fa és cantar-li un blues a un amic seu, Blues for a Friend.
Sometimes we need to live patience. Sometimes we need to feel sad. I don't know why I wrote this song, but I'm sure you listen to my crying.
You called me yesterday. You read my words, but nothing changed your way. And I come back home alone. I will get drunk, writing songs to my friend. We never meet again.
remember it was my birthday, sitting near to you when I took your hand and you caressed my hand. Now I'm driving home alone. Oh baby, you really a strong man, or am I really good to misunderstand? 'Cause whenever I love someone, whenever he breaks my heart, I think suddenly it's my damn life. And whenever I lose my
I sabem que el blues sempre ha estat un fidel amic per tots els que ens agrada. I això també ho sabia la Big Mama Montse i el Víctor Uris, quan van publicar en l'any 1996 l'àlbum El blues de l'ombra blava, i van incloure aquest tema, Sempre tinc el blues.
Com te'n rius de mi i amb un nus a la gola i amb aquest regust. Tard o d'hora sé que arriba, sempre tinc el blues. N'hi ha un de pitjor, quan quita el blues és aquí tu més vols i saps que hi ha algú més i queda un mal regust. Tard o d'hora sé que arriba, sempre tinc
I acabarem el programa d'avui dedicat als temes on parlen de l'amistat cap i amb el blues amb tota una declaració d'intencions. Es tracta de Blues Never Die, el blues mai ha de morir, perquè és ben cert que el blues no ha de morir mai com l'esperança. Coco Taylor, coneguda popularment com la reina del blues per la seva veu aspra i potent i el seu estil basat en el blues tradicional, va gravar l'any 1975 l'àlbum I Got What It Takes, on estava inclosa aquesta magistral versió de Blues Never Die.
Best friend.
gypsy woman told my mother before I was born. Got a boy child's coming. Wanna be a son of a gun.
I per avui res més, tornem la propera setmana amb més blues paradigmes. Molts blues tradicionals comencen a Woke Up This Morning. Em vaig despertar aquest matí. Aquesta frase és la fórmula ritual d'expressar l'esperit del blues. Despertar, obrir els ulls i veure la realitat davant un. Woke Up This Morning, però abans de res, és sentiment, com en aquesta versió que fa de la cançó Lynyrd Hopkins. Una abraçada a totes i tots, de qui us parla Jordi López. Tornem la propera setmana amb més blues paradigmes. Gràcies per ser-hi, gràcies per escoltar-nos. Bona setmana i gaudiu de la vida i del blues.
This morning I woke up this morning. Yes, pour lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I woke up this morning. Yes, pour lightning, show us, please. Whoa, I heard somebody calling. That was my little girl calling me. She called kind of lonesome, she said. Darling, do you know something keeps on worrying me? Whoa, Lord help me. Yeah, something keeps on worrying me. Somewhere, but I'm about to wonder where can you be? And I broke down and I cried a little while. I Thank you.
and my worst enemy too. Blues is my best friend and my worst enemy too. I wouldn't wish it on nobody, especially on you. You wanna be my lover, baby. There's some